Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 2nd of October. Unfortunately, not the length of podcast I wanted to do. Held up this morning by games not being on Betfair, and that is, I've only just managed to get all the members' stuff done, and I've got my own football to sort for the weekend. So where I would do a nice long preview, I've literally can only do the Premier League, I'm afraid. It's just got to cut it short. Hope that Betfair get their act together. I think it's time to people... having a go at them doesn't work, but politely asking them and making them aware that... people do bet, you know, like to place bets Friday and have the weekend to themselves, so it's handy to have the fixtures up. Might not be a bad idea. Feel free to contact them. Okay, today for the weekend. First up, Premier League. Going to go through all the Premier League games. Chelsea v Palace. Chelsea, when I looked, I don't know whether any of these prices have moved, by the way, but Chelsea, when I looked, were priced just under 1.5. At home to Palace. They're not the greatest team to back at short odds. 95 games in the database and a loss of 5.91 points. The price of the over 2.5 looks short to me. Since 2017 on the FDD games, Chelsea have 35 games where they're priced under 1.5. And in those games, backing under 2.5 goals shows a profit of 12.2 points, and under 1.5, 26.11 points. But having said that, Palace have played the big six away 16 times, and only 4 of those have finished under 2.5. So all in, a no-bet game to me, and a bit like Palace at Man United, it wouldn't surprise me if Palace nicked this. Chelsea by no means looking convincing yet. I do think they'll get better. I think their players will gel in. I'm still not convinced about the manager, but it's one of those games, you know, you look at it and I do fancy the overs back in the unders, but then given Palace's record in those big six games, I'm just going to leave it alone. And as I say, wouldn't be surprised if Palace nicked it. Everton v Brighton. Everton, the form side. Everton fans starting to get above themselves. 1-3 games, getting all excited, going in the they're in the cup. Only played who they beat West Ham, wasn't it? Only played West Ham. Sort yourselves out. I do like the manager, Ancelotti. He's one that I wouldn't have minded seeing come to Spurs. I've always liked him. He's done everything in the game, hasn't he, at domestic league level. Champions League and things, and Everton may be a team to be on side with for a while. Maybe that it takes a while for their price to catch up if this run keeps going. I was amazed to see them when I looked at 1.8, they've drifted out to 1.89. I was absolutely amazed to see that price against Brighton, I'll be honest. They're 66 times they've been priced between 1.5 and 2. Everton show a profit of 6 points to that game. Laying the away side shows a 17-point profit. I mentioned in week 2 Brighton's dire away form when they went to Newcastle. I fancied Newcastle that week, but they did go and beat Newcastle. You know, Newcastle would beat West Ham and they got done by Brighton. And I don't think even the wildest Newcastle fan can think that they deserved a draw last week or that there was anything to take away from the performance against Spurs. Spurs battered them, should have been 3-4-5 at half time. Fair enough, they weren't, but it was down to a phenomenal goalkeeper and woodwork rather than Newcastle having anything about them. But the fact still resides that laying Brighton away in Premier League shows 15.76 points, 13.5 points from the home side's odds on. If you don't mind the 5.4 price, then lay Brighton. Well, 5.1 now, then a lay of Brighton looks a cert to me. If that's not your sort of bet, then I would back Everton to make it 12 points from 12, personally. And we can all go and get a stiff drink at just the thought of that. Who'd have thought that? Everton 12 from 12. But yeah, I think that's one. I think Everton are one of the bets of the week, the way they're playing and the personnel they've got against a Brighton team that I don't think. I think the Newcastle result flatters anybody at the minute. How the hell West Ham got done by Newcastle like that, I do not know. The Leeds Golf, Leeds v Man City, the Leeds Golf Fest ceased last week with a narrow win in the Yorkshire Derby away at Sheffield United. Sheffield United looked a bit wobbly, aren't they, at the start of this season. And then City got pasted home to Leicester. I mean, I couldn't believe that result when I saw it. I certainly didn't see that coming, and it just looks like City's defensive woes and struggles may be continuing. The arrival of, who have they signed, that DS, haven't they, for 65 million or something, that may firm things up. For me, still not, just not got enough data for Leeds in this league. And this is a game where if you see an early goal, I would be going straight to the over 5.5, 6.5 markets and playing some low risk lays on under 5.5, under 6.5. Because I think if you get one, if they start scoring early, I think you could see hatfuls. You know, if Leeds take the lead, City are going to pull forward, leaving holes at the back, which Leeds will, and vice versa. So I think this is one where if you do see an early goal, just get a few goals ahead and put some low risk stuff in and remove your liability, is how I would play this. Newcastle versus Burnley. When I opened the sheet and I filtered to Newcastle just now, my eyes popped out of my head. I filtered Newcastle home team, and I had 134 home games and a profit of 32.5 points of backing the Geordies at St James's. I thought, Jesus Christ, how can that possibly be? Seem to be in turmoil every year, but it does pay then to drill into numbers, because over half that profit came in January 2019. When they beat Man City at home, priced at 19.5. And in fact, if you take the big six away, because they've beat Spurs, didn't they, 5-1 a couple of years back and things, that 32-point profit gets completely wiped out into a loss of just over 3 points, which is what I would have kind of expected. When priced, Newcastle are 2.56. When priced, 2.5-3. They do show a tiny profit. Lay the draw shows a tiny profit, 6 points. My play here would be to lay the draw and trade on a goal. Another angle is to back over 2.5 and trade. Just teams in the Premier League in general price between 2.5-3. And we're over 2.5 is odds against. It's occurred 113 times. For 8.28 points profit, but 6 of those points do come when that home team is Newcastle, who have 17 games in that criteria where they've been between 2.5-3 at home. Over 2.5 is odds against. 17 games, 12 of those went over 2.5, and only one was 0-0. So I think that's the one that you could... I'd definitely see Newcastle scoring, because Burnley have been struggling a bit. So just that's one that, yeah, only one was 0-0 that I would trade the 2.5 or trade the draw. Leicester v West Ham. Plain and simple, back Leicester. You know, I think they're going well, aren't they? 9 as well, aren't they? 3 from 3. Fantastic result against City. Back in Leicester, profitable, is blind at home, back in that. West Ham have only got 4 wins in 33 away games against teams priced between 1.5-2. Produces a 12.5, just over 12.5 points profit. Similar to the Everton game. I mean, I've just got to ignore that Wolves result for the minute. Unless West Ham shows something that backs that Wolves result up over time, I have to sort of just park it and think it was just a bad day at the office for Wolves and an exceptional day for West Ham. Similar to the Everton game, if you don't fancy the lay price of West Ham, then back Leicester. I genuinely this weekend couldn't put you off a Leicester Everton double at 1.7 and 1.8, whatever. I think they are. I'll be very surprised if either of those don't win. Southampton v West Brom. Southampton, not a team to be our Southampton odds on, not a team to be on side of. I got them wrong last week against Burnley. I do think Burnley were carrying some injuries, but I still didn't think that Southampton would get anything. But they're not a team to be on side when their odds on at home. Lost 16 points in 71 games. But they're playing the old rubber ball, West Brom, like a rubber ball. And I'm not sure how they picked themselves up after last week. I think 3-0 up with 54 minutes gone to not win the game, I just think is ridiculous. Gun to my head, the draw's made 12, 13 points when the Saints are odds on at home. Back the draw and trade maybe. I don't know what to do with that game. I just think a lot will depend on, you know, West Brom. I know Chelsea made mistakes, but West Brom obviously played some reasonable football to get 3-0 up and took their chances. I think Southampton, if they defend like they did against Spurs at home with that high line, you know, West Brom are going to have chances. So, yeah, it's not a game, you know, a lot of these I do keep saying it's not a game for a bet, but just gun to my head, I wouldn't know where to go with this because I don't rate either of them. But back in the draw, as I say, when Saints are odds on at home, has made a profit of 13 points. So that may be an angle for you. Arsenal versus Sheffield United. Arsenal, when they're odds on and green form at home, which they are this week, have only lost once in 24 occasions. And it comes down again. Do you want to lay Sheffield United at a price around 7? Sheffield United have had a poor start to the season. Backing Arsenal in these games doesn't show a profit. They tend to be more profitable, a bit shorter when they're sort of under 1.5, when they really are strong favourites at home. But given the way Sheffield United have started the season, I do think Arsenal will win the game. I'll check my model odds on Sunday in the morning before making any decisions whether I bet this game, but certainly a lay of Sheffield United. If you don't mind laying at prices up to sort of 6-7, the lay of Sheffield United to me looks nailed on here. I just can't see them getting anything. I think Arsenal will win. Arsenal are definitely improving, and I do think they'll beat Sheffield United on Sunday. But at the price, I don't want to back them. Simple as that at the minute. See what happens to the price and what my model says. Wolves v Fulham. Fulham gone. Don't, you know, I know it's ridiculous to say it, but I just can't. They're beyond saving for me. Wolves are profitable backing them home blind. They do show a loss when backed odds on. Obviously that result against West Ham, you know, got to get that out of the system. And was it a one-off, or are they in a bit of turmoil? You know, you just got, it's so early season, we've seen such strange results, Leicester stuff in City, that Wolves result. I think with the penalty situation, these handballs, I just think, you know, it is again a good time to sit on your hands and just see what happens. We've got an international break coming up, plenty of football to come after that comes, but it's not a game for a bet for me, but I will go and get a job if Fulham win this game of football. United versus Tottenham. I still, whenever I think of this fixture, I think of them cheating fuckers when Mendes scored. It still annoys me to this day. I broke my TV that day. It still annoys me now that this cheating fucker scooped it out the net. It just drives me mad. But however many more years we are on, let it go, let it go. It's the apprentice versus the master, isn't it? It's old Ollie at the wheel versus Jose. I definitely think Jose is starting to make Tottenham look better. United look lucky at Brighton by all accounts, and lackluster, obviously, that came after their lackluster home loss to Palace. I do think, you know, maybe five of them, Spurs, Arsenal, United, Everton, Leicester, I think they all could be battling 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th in any order, given how it started. I think they'll all have good spells, all have bad spells. I do expect Everton will have a bad spell, Leicester, you know, I do. I think, and they'll have good spells. I think Tottenham will improve, but they'll still throw the odd result away. And a lot will depend on injuries and things like that. But laying the draw when United are home to what I class as the big six, or the other big five in effect, is a profitable angle, showing 10.5 points over 32 games. In the 8 previous fixtures of my database, of these two at Old Trafford, lay the draw as one, all 8, not being a draw. United do show a shade of profit backing them at home in these fixtures, but that was down to against the big five, but that was down to them beating City in March at a decent price. Lay and Tottenham away to the big five show 17 points profit in 41 games, and we do have a dreadful record against the big clubs, particularly away, so that could be another angle. It's another game I'm leaving alone. I don't trust United. You know, normally I'd be saying United will stuff us, but I just don't trust this United team. I think they've still got poor players in it. And Spurs are playing every two or three days. You know, he's trying to get the best out of the squad with rotation, but you know, it's going to catch up with them at some stage. So it's not one where I'd say we can go and get anything, but it's there, I think, for United to win, but it's whether they're good enough to do so. So another watch in brief. And then Villa have been double digits on three previous occasions in the Premier League that they've in my database, and they have lost all three. Liverpool have 20 fixtures where they're under 1.5 away from home for a small profit of 3.33 points. But of those 29 fixtures, lay the draws won 10 points. There's only been three draws in Liverpool games where they've been under 1.5 away from home, and it's on a current winning streak of 13. Obviously, Liverpool on form. I do think this is an improved Villa outfit to last year. It made some good signings, kept Grealish, but I'd still expect Liverpool to go and win this game. You know, they're machine-like at the minute, and the prices are probably about right. But if you wanted to have a play, then lay the draw would be for me. So, as I say, it's early season. You know, there'll be a lot more firm form to come in these going ahead. But I do like Everton. I do like Leicester. I don't mind the trade in the 2.5 at Newcastle. And then there's a few sort of away lays if you want to take them on teams like Sheffield United. But yeah, that would be it for me. Okay, that is it. And I will leave you with that. And I will, obviously, we'll have the NFL on Sunday. Given the fact that I've had to cut some of this short, I'll try and look at some of the European football tomorrow morning when I've done all my stuff and perhaps give a couple of rundowns of games there. Again, that will just depend on how tomorrow goes with regard to processing football. Have a good Friday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.